Sam Levitt here on the Padres Radio Network as we get ready for today's game against the Philadelphia Phillies. And right now we're joined by Phillies shortstop Trey Turner. Trey, appreciate you joining us very much. How would you sum up the season for yourself and the ball club so far?
Individually, a little slow start, but you know, I feel like as a team we got off to a rough patch, but playing a lot better baseball and you know, played some good teams early and found ourselves in a little bit of a hole, but kind of pulled ourselves out of it and playing good team baseball. We're doing a little bit of everything, pitching, hitting, and playing defense. So it's been good as of late.
You mentioned a bit of a slow start. You've been playing this game at this level for a long time now. As a veteran, when you are struggling, what are some of the things you look to do to try to get yourself out of it?
Just contribute, you know, any way I can. You know, run the bases well, play defense, try to do the small things, and just compete up at the plate. And you know, I feel like if you do that over a long course of the season, the numbers will work out. So just stay present in the game that's in front of you, that bat's in front of you, and just have fun with it.
Of course, you have an interesting tie to San Diego and the Padres organization. You were originally drafted by the Padres. I want to throw it back to that day in 2014 when you found out you were a Padres draft pick. What were the emotions on that day? What were you doing?
Yeah, I was excited. You know, I had a good feeling that I was going to go there. There was a couple teams talking to me before that pick, but you know, it seemed like the Padres had the most interest at the time, and then you know, I was just excited. You know, I thought the city was cool, the stadium was great. Visited, you know, right after I signed, and then played in the minor leagues for a little bit, and you know, it was a good organization. I thought it was going to be you know, the place I was going to call home, but quickly that was changed.
You go to the Nationals organization, you make your major league debut with them. Of course, again, just going back to that time in your life as a minor leaguer, when you find out you're getting traded to an organization that's across the country, what was your reaction that day?
Yeah, I mean, closer to home for me, so I mean, that was kind of a positive, but I think, you know, getting traded's weird. It's, you know, it's, you kind of are mad at getting traded, but then it also means another team really wants you. So it was good. It worked out, you know, how it should have, and I had a great time in Washington. Loved it there. Got a chance, obviously, win a World Series too. So my time there was fun, and you know, loved the city, loved playing there, and had a good group of guys that, you know, just took me under the wing as a kid, and then kind of grew up there, and it was fun.
Who were some of those guys in particular in Washington that took you under their wing?
I mean, there's so many. You know, I played with Harper Lee, Jason Worth, Ryan Zimmerman, Rendon, Scherzer, Corbin. I mean, there's so many guys that I'm, you know, still friends with, still talk to. So, like I said, I think they did a great job of getting good people in the building there, and good players, but probably even better people, and the coaching staff was great too, so it was a good time.
We're joined by Philly shortstop Trey Turner here on the Padres Radio Network. On the 2019 team in particular, that was such an interesting World Series winner. Every World Series winner has its own interesting story, but also that was a team that got off to a really, really rough start that season. When you reflect on that year in particular with Washington now, what stands out about not just the postseason run, but the way that season unfolded from start to finish?
Yeah, it was, the beginning was weird. We felt like we were a good team, but we had some injuries to a lot of guys that probably hindered us quite a bit, but it was kind of confusing how bad we played early on, just because we knew we were good. And then you know, once we pulled ourselves out of that hole, I just remember having so much fun every day. It was just fun going to the field. You know, we had once again had a great group of just, you know, veterans and some young guys, but I think we were the oldest team in baseball, so we kept a pretty even keel and didn't get too high or too low, but just had a lot of fun, and it turned out to be, you know, that magical season.
With the Phillies, obviously, this is a club that has done a lot of winning, and it's similar. It's a veteran ball club like the one you had in Washington in 2019. I'm curious, what are the threads you pull away generally from winning teams that you've noticed over the course of your career? What's similar about them?
Just consistency, hard work, guys that want to compete and want to be here and enjoy the game and enjoy trying to get better. You know, I played with a lot of good competitors and guys that, you know, took their jobs pretty seriously, but at the same time had a lot of fun and enjoyed it. So I think that's, you know, a makeup of a lot of good people is they want to be here and want to have fun, but at the same time they take it seriously and they work hard. So I feel like you know, the teams have been on just been a lot of professionals. Dodgers professional organization was not the teams I was on, and then same thing here. It's just a lot of veteran guys mixed in with some younger guys that bond well together and have good chemistry and play well together.
We're joined by Philly shortstop Trey Turner here on the Padres Radio Network before today's game. Who are some shortstops that you really like watching around the league right now? Like, my mind immediately goes to somebody like Bobby Witt Jr., who's obviously so dynamic. Who are some of the guys, whether it's guys of years past or even the young up-and-comers right now, that specifically kind of draw your attention to?
Yeah, everyone, really. I just, you know, I kind of appreciate the game. But, yeah, Bobby Witt, you know, Gunner. We just got a chance to play Ellie, who's really good. C.J. Abrams has been great the last few years. I think shortstop right now is just so exciting how many good players there are, and up and down from, you know, the older guys all the way down to the younger guys. So it's a tough position to compete at, but that shows you how much the game has changed. You know, when I first got in and even before I got in, you know, shortstop is more of a defensive position, and now it's kind of the middle of everything. So, you know, the guys that can do a little bit of everything are the guys I like watching, and, you know, Bobby Witt's right at the top.
And the body type has kind of changed, too, because it feels like when you first got in the league, maybe even a decade ago, it wasn't all these very tall guys you think about. It feels like maybe Carlos Correa was one of the first guys, the bigger guys playing shortstop, too, now.
Yeah, I just think the game in general is so much more athletic. Looking back, you know, 15, 20 years ago, I feel like they would hide guys in certain positions, but now it's just, you know, defense is so analyzed and so important that just the game in general has gotten so athletic, and, you know, that starts with shortstop.
Trey, really appreciate the time. Thanks for the conversation, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Yeah, thank you.